This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Here we go, okay? It's a big week. It's a really big week. The Warriors are in action tonight on 95.7 The Game.
The 49ers are officially done. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You have the good news. I have the bad.
Well, I know.
We're fighting for Arizona for third in the division.
The Niners fans have a lot of FOMO right now.
It's over.
And I get it. I get it. And as things, I will say this, because we're going to get in a little bit deeper to this Warrior conversation and the role that Cal Poly journalism played in this process.
I cannot wait to hear
unfolded
this.
Yep. Here is a whole lot of fun. But I want to let everybody know also, social media is hot and heavy today with the start of NFL free agency. So I have no doubt that over the next 4 hours, things are going to break, things are going to develop. We'll keep you up to date. And if a conversation is sort of warranted off of that, if Drake Greenlaw goes to the Texans or something like that, we definitely have some things to say on how things are going so far for the 49ers. But it has been largely quiet. And my number one takeaway would be a lot of people who aren't worth it are making a whole lot of money today. So good for them. That's awesome. But this Warrior thing is fascinating to me. And I want to do whatever I can do to try to actually make this not about Jonathan Kuminga, even though it's totally going to be about Jonathan Kuminga. But he's simply the representative here, in my opinion. He happens to be the guy who's not playing. He happens to be a very big name on this team, and therefore people are going to wonder how to inject him back in. And Steve Kerr did say some real interesting stuff after this game on Saturday night that affects this picture. But here's sort of my larger view of it, Dibs, and it's not specific to Kuminga. I don't care who's over there on the bench in street clothes. You don't mess with a streak in sports.
Yeah.
You don't do it. When you play like this, you play like this, period. End of sentence, and you don't mess with it.
You don't mess with it, but there is a certain amount of like being able to reintegrate somebody and get them ready, because it's a player that you may need and you will want if you get in the playoffs. So you're right. You're not just going to get Jonathan, all right, you're back in for 32 minutes a night and Moses to the bench and Gee back to Santa Cruz. No, you're not doing that, because what you're doing is working, but you do have to also balance the ability to get Kuminga back in and sure. up to speed. So that's where the delicate dance, I think, begins.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting by any stretch that anybody who becomes healthy, Brandon Pajemski as well, for that matter, I know this is only going to be his second game, but like, I'm not suggesting that you like keep them in purgatory. Don't let them come out. Don't hide his uniform. I'm not suggesting any of that. Of course Jonathan Kuminga, when he's ready, is going to play basketball for the Warriors. But this automatic injection into a hefty role at the expense of others who are doing amazing things right now, I'm out. I'm out. How flippant can you all be? They've won almost every single time Jimmy Butler has put on shoes. I'm not messing with that. And by the way, those of you who were in the building last night, treated to the moment of the night, which was not Draymond's three. It was Gui Santos' offensive putback and one, and then subsequently him getting up off the floor and practically threatening to walk into the fifth row and ignite the entire arena in a way that it rarely does. This man is energy in a box, and the box has no lid. You cannot suddenly be flippant about that and toss him back on the bench and hand 25 to 30 minutes over to somebody who hasn't played in 2 months and the Warriors have rarely lost during that time. Like, I don't even get that. This is phenomenal ball they're playing. They are threatening everybody in this entire league. Steph Curry and Draymond Green walked down that hallway 20 minutes after the final buzzer Saturday night, screaming and yelling in the hallway. That is organic, from the heart, serious, like, life. Life that they are just absolutely fired up right now. If I'm the Warriors, I am going to be very, very hesitant to mess with what they've got going on right
now. And maybe that's why, in part, he's not playing. Because, you know, what they have going on right now is special. And so think about it in terms of what we know about injuries and return to play protocol. Normally you go through a protocol and you lead up to the point where you scrimmage in full and then you play. And I asked Steve Kerr point blank if there was a setback, and he did not say that there was a setback. So why is he not playing? Well, it's either because he doesn't feel right, or they feel like things are going so well right now. You mentioned it, 11-2 since Jimmy's been here, and just one loss when Jimmy actually plays. That might be a part of it, where they're encouraging him to, you know, let's give you a little bit more time. Let's wait. And like we talked about last week, if you don't play tonight, and he's not going to, you have tomorrow, you have Wednesday, and then you have Thursday. And if he doesn't play Thursday, well, then now, what are we doing?
Well, that would be really head scratch.
And we'll have Steve Kerr on the show between now and Thursday,
for
I would
sure.
imagine.
And he'll,
and so,
and I would imagine he'll say not a damn thing about what their plans are
ask
with Jonathan.
Him,
yeah, of course
like,
we are.
And it's not about what are the plans, but how's he doing? What is he doing? And yeah, what are the plans? But like, what's going on? And the fans deserve to know. And I think that he'll be as forthright as he can. And I know it's a medical issue and it's Rick Celebrini and this and that, but you went through all the ramp up, and then now we've kind of reached a stop where it's been a week since his last scrimmage that we know about, and they've been tight-lipped and he's not playing. But I agree with you about the point of you're humming right now, and the whole adage of, no, you can't lose your job due to injury. Can we officially now put this thing to bed? Because the old saying was, you can't lose your job to injury.
Of course you can.
You can, yeah. You do, you have.
Ask Trey Lance.
Ask Alex Smith.
Right.
I mean, he never was the quarterback again.
Of course.
So whatever it is, whatever the reason is, it's made a little bit easier by the fact that they are humming without him.
By the way, really quick, yeah, Steve Kerr did say Saturday, he did scrimmage Saturday before
he did.
The game.
And actually, he ended one of his answers, this was pregame, and he did say, should be soon. He said that. Should be soon.
I like soon. Soon is a great nebulous relative term. Right.
Like, you know, I don't know, like May. That's pretty soon.
The full quote from Kerr pregame on Saturday was, quote, he scrimmaged just now. He looked good. Conditioning is getting there. He's feeling positive, and that's a good sign. He's had a couple good days in a row, so we'll keep going. Should be soon, and we're excited to get him back.
There you go. There you go. Again, I know it won't sound like it because it's sports radio. There's no controversy here. All I'm sitting here telling you is Warriors are mazeballs in this moment, and I'd be real careful messing with that.
If they were 5-7 since Jimmy Butler, there would be controversy.
Well, no. Then there would actually be more, I think, excitement about Jonathan's impending return.
There'd be more of a drumbeat. I think there'd be a lot more people like, you know, where is he? Why isn't he playing? 11-2 since Jimmy Butler, it feels a little less urgent. Like, we need Kuminga now more than ever.
Yeah. So here's what happened after the game, though, because we keep referencing this lightly, and I don't want to assume that our audience has any clue what the hell we're talking about.
Okay.
Saturday night, the Warriors were kind enough, because they are the classiest damn organization I've ever encountered in my life. No, absolutely no doubt about it. The Warriors allow for me to bring my Cal Poly journalism class basically on a field trip for their final exam. And they do a bunch of content writing around.
Totally.
Right, Grandy, you sat next to, there was a group of about 15 Cal Poly students, and they made their way to the Bay Area over the weekend.
That had to be weird for you, Grandy, like being...
It was a busy media room.
Yeah.
Well, and you're kind of the OG for once. Like, you're 28 and a bunch of these young pups at 21 and 22.
Grandy's looking at you whippersnappers.
Exactly.
Totally.
Old man Grandy. That's how I introduced him to him.
That's so funny.
Old man Grandy.
Let me tell you about the early OOs, kids.
I'm like, don't talk to him. He's got a big attitude. He just won a trophy. Just leave him alone. He's in the corner of the room. He'll do his thing. But anyway, there's about 15 Cal Poly students. And yes, they filled the interview room and filled the media section, and we were hard to miss, right? Because they don't know where they're going. Everybody's walking on the wrong side of everything. It's funny. But the Warriors handle it absolutely beautifully and open the doors for them. And Steve Kerr and the players who are answering questions for students who aren't writing for an actual outlet or anything like that, like they're just doing it for their assignment. So I'm so thankful, and they are so thankful that all those guys did that. But here's what happened. Toward the end of the post-game press conference, everyone's asking about the Pistons game, coming off the roadie and a rock fight and this particular win. And it gets toward the end of the press conference, and I want to shout her out. Her name is Jocelyn Jimenez.
Mm.
Jocelyn Jimenez is in my class, and the microphone got to her, and she immediately looked down at her notes because she had her question prepared. And her question was not about Cade Cunningham or anyone else. Her question was, hey, Steve, is going pretty well. How are you going to inject Jonathan Kuminga back into this when he gets healthy? Knowing that that sort of topic had already been touched on pregame. So Steve looks at her with a wry grin and goes, you know, I don't like these hard-hitting questions.
Ooh.
And then he gave me a little wink and the whole room laughed. And then he proceeded to go on and say this.
It's a really difficult thing when you are playing really well and then you have a key guy coming back. It's always tough. So I think the idea is just bring him along slowly, you know, play him in short bursts, help him get his rhythm back. But, you know, we've got to keep playing Guy Santos. You know, we've got to keep playing the guys who are helping us win right now. And so usually this stuff has to kind of play out. And so we'll hope that it plays out.
I mean, I think that it is an incredibly revealing answer. I didn't hear him anywhere in those 30 seconds say, can't wait to get him back and just inject him all over the place because that's who we need.
He said short bursts.
Short bursts.
Yep. Which that's going to be what it's going to be.
He said we're going to go along slowly. He also said it is very difficult when a big-time player comes back and you're playing well. And then he said something that is very key. I am going to keep playing Guy Santos.
Mm.
Now, if you could have gone...
Guy Santos.
Exactly. Then go back to the beginning of the year and imagine this scenario. We're in March, and Steve Kerr's like, yeah, I know Kuminga's about to be healthy, but Guy Santos, am I right? Right, everybody? Guy Santos.
Yeah.
But that's what he said. And I take him at his word, and he's absolutely right. That guy is having a huge effect in multiple areas of this game right now. The Warriors are winning almost every night, and you shouldn't mess with it.
Right, and they've won 9 of their last 10, and they've won 11 of their last 13. And if you look at all those games, those are Gee games, and Gee is a plus in the plus-minus in almost every game, including the last four, where he's a plus 45 over the last four games, which is better than what the team has been. Gee is like the glue guy right now, so yeah, you got to play Gee.
You want to mess with this at all? Or do you think that the Warriors need to just continue to stick with what they've got? We can take your calls next, 888-957-9570. We'll keep an eye on social media for any NFL musings. Anthony Slater is going to join us in a little bit less than 2 hours, and coming up next, we'll also tell you how you can end up with an unbelievable seat for the NCAA tournament coming to Chase Center. So all of that's next, along with your phone calls, Willard and Dibs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Double team. Now gets a screen from Draymond. Daylight, jumper, no good. Santos, the rebound, put it back in the air with one hand, and got fouled! Outstanding! Stupendous! Ridiculous! All in one!
Bay Area, it's Gui Santos here. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 957 The Game.
Outstanding, stupendous,
yep,
and ridiculous is what that was. A beautiful
awesome, yep,
call from Tim Roy.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, to watch Gui Santos get up, I mean, Grandy, how would you describe it? Like, for those who, if you're in the building, like, he got up, and I mean, he... His whole body was just like pulsating toward the fans after that.
Oh, and he did a whole strut down the floor after celebrating.
Man, that was something. That was something. So here we go. I can already feel it. It's already all over social media. Lucas, thank you very much. Here
you hate
we go.
Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah, Gui Santos is better than Jonathan Kuminga. I said it. Yes.
Oh, you just did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Send it out. Send it out. I hate JK. Mm. Always have. Just trying to keep the brother down for sure. All of those things.
Are we cutting all this?
I mean, what?
Because I'll lay out if we're going to continue to bury Willard for his anti-JK takes.
This is very simple. He's phenomenal. He'll get his opportunity, but he's going to need to do something with it. The Warriors are really good right now, and I don't know about y'all. I'm not willing to mess with that. I'm not. And Steve was the one who said, it's very difficult when you're playing well and a key player returns. His words. His words. And by the way, hello, historically, it's that way every time. It always is. It's very hard to bring back a 30-minute-a-night player when your team is on a streak. Remember a year or two ago when everybody went with, hey, gosh, the Grizzlies are worse with Ja. What's going on there? Raise his hand. It's hard when you're rolling to inject a key player back in because you start doing things differently. I don't want the Warriors to do anything differently right now. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And
that's it.
I don't think that they're going to reintegrate him at the level that he was at before he got hurt. And I'm looking at it where it was 37 minutes, 34, 32, 25, and the 25 was only because they crushed Philadelphia. He had 20 minutes and 25, or 20 points in 25 minutes, and yeah, then he got hurt against Memphis. And so when he comes back, he'll be 2 months, 10 weeks removed from an ankle injury. So you don't have to worry about them throwing him back in there for 25, 30 minutes. It's going to be a slow build, and it's going to be great. And if Jonathan, when he gets to full fitness and full confidence in the ankle, which, heck, I would have thought would have been by now, but if you get into late March and he's finally fit and ready, if the team is not playing as well as they are now, well, then he's not going to play that much, and it's okay. And look at the past playoff runs with Kuminga and with Jordan Poole where, yeah, Jordan Poole was going through a bit of a struggle, and so he played less. And Kuminga was, you know, basically refusing to retrieve a rebound that was bouncing right toward him, and so they stopped playing him. As we get deeper into March and into April and the games have more import, it's not going to matter what your name is, if it's Guy or Quentin or Gary or Kevon or Jonathan, if you're not playing well and playing the way they need you to play to help promote winning, then you're going to sit. It doesn't matter who you are and how your ankle is and all the rest of it.
You're 100% right. This is actually the least discriminatory thing in the entire world. It's not about young people,
right,
old people. It's about the first letter in the word Warriors. Go get a W.
It's a meritocracy.
That's it. Yes.
No doubt. And if you merit minutes, you get minutes. And just look at Jonathan this year where you're going to start, you're coming off the bench, we're not sure, and you know Wiggins and this and that. And then this is where it becomes so frustrating because you finally found that sweet spot, which was, all right, you're going to come off the bench. And when you come off the bench, go cook. And he started really cooking.
Yep.
And he cooked for about 7 games, and then the ankle injury happened, and so...
No, it's super unfortunate.
It is.
Especially for him and his contract.
No, but you're right when it comes to where we are on March 10th, and he's not playing on the 10th, and he might play the 13th. He might not play till the 22nd or whatever when they have a game, but when he does play, he comes onto a team that, when he left, didn't have Quentin, didn't have this Guy. Jimmy Butler was kind of a Heat, not really. This team was not this team.
I mean, look, if he comes back and makes him better, I'll buy a jersey. There's no hate here, but the NBA app just released their new power rankings, and the Warriors are fifth.
Fifth.
In the whole league. They're fifth. They're fifth.
Dang.
And some of you are driving around out there being like, so let's change some stuff. Okay. Okay. Jonathan in the city. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, man. First of all, I want to shout out D. Santos and Quinton Post for, you know, playing well and taking full advantage of their opportunity. You know, that's one of the best things that happened here. You know, Slow-Mo became Quinton Post, and Lindsey Waters became D. Santos. Another thing that I want to say is I have a suggestion or a wish. You know, like you said, I don't want to change anything, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Pretty much everyone is having a nice uptick in their performance, playing well, except for that one guy. So when Kuminga is ready to be inserted in the lineup, I mean, spacing is all for naught if you can't score. He should take most, if not all, the minutes from Bad Buddy. Bad Buddy, go ahead and sit right next to TJD.
Well, this is, you know what, Jonathan, this is an interesting subject that you bring up. And my bet is if Jonathan were given the opportunity to pitch that to Steve Kerr, Steve would find a way to answer it this way. And this is part of what I'm getting at with regard to Gee or Moody or anyone else. Nobody wants to sit here and ask, well, is Moody better than JK? Is Gee better than JK? Is Buddy better than JK? Well, the answer is no across the board, obviously. But that doesn't matter. What about the specific things they do on the court?
Exactly.
That the Warriors need in a given moment. So I bet Steve would find a way and be like, well, there are moments where I need someone out there who is really a threat to get hot and knock down a couple threes. And if that's all I said, don't play the best player. What if I pitched it to you that way? Steve looks at the bench and goes, I need somebody to go knock down a couple threes. Who are you pointing at? Jonathan or Buddy?
Well, Buddy. Buddy Quinton, but...
Yeah, maybe neither of them.
No, but to that point.
But you get what I'm saying.
I do. And, okay. And this is one thing that you've said that I have kind of stolen and used in many other facets, which is Steve doesn't know when he puts Buddy Hield on the floor, like which Buddy he's going to get. He doesn't know in advance how a guy is going to do. And if you look at Buddy, 4 games ago, he was 5 of 9 from 3. He had 22. Yeah, Buddy. Then he followed it up with a 3 of 10. Okay. And then 0 of 5 and yeah. 1 for 5.
No, so of course.
When you play Buddy, you don't know if Buddy's going to be hot Buddy or cold Buddy. But to your point, like when you look at the role players, in fine, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, you're the three. And we need the other 7 of you to fill in the other 2 spots on a rotating basis. So who's going to do what? All right, Quentin, stretch 5, you can shoot. All right, GP2, you're grimy. You'll get a dunk and you'll play defense. And Kevon, you can rebound and set screens and all the rest of it. But you get to Buddy and it's like, all right, Buddy, we need you to go in there and shoot threes and make them.
Yeah.
All right, coach, I can do that. Well, he's 1 for 10
sometimes.
In the last 2 games.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no,
how do you know, though, if Buddy's going to be...
You don't, but
exactly.
you're playing percentages and you're looking for certain characteristics out on the floor.
Exactly.
All right, this is how we're going to do it today, okay? We're going to keep going with your phone calls, but whenever this hits, we're going to hit this. So we got breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Cornerback Charvarius Ward becomes the next to officially leave the San Francisco 49ers. He has reached an agreement on a 3-year deal worth up to $60 million, including $35 million guaranteed and a $20 million signing bonus with the Indianapolis Colts. So Charvarius Ward's time with the 49ers comes to an end as expected. And literally the only thing I want to say about this is I hope that this allows he and his wife to be closer to family. I know that this was hell that they went through last year with all of the personal tragedy with the loss of their daughter. And so that chapter for Charvarius Ward comes to an end, and off he goes to join the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep, and this is where, you know, I look at, you know, day one, and we haven't even gotten to the new league year, but there are more exits than there are entrances. And
but
so,
no surprises. We knew they were going.
Correct.
We knew Charvarius was going, but back in week 13, we knew this guy was going.
We didn't,
gone.
I mean, we kind of thought that Aaron Banks would be leaving, which I didn't love, and you and I can get into a cap schmap debate Tuesday or Wednesday as we get into the actual league year, but this, for me, not so much Charvarius Ward, but Banks and other players that are leaving, it does feel more like they don't want to spend the money.
I get it. I don't think the Niners have lost anyone they wanted to keep. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
I don't think they've lost anyone that they wanted to keep.
And I wonder if, like, we want a Ben Bartsch versus Aaron Banks.
I mean,
we could do 4 hours and you and I both fall asleep.
Bartsch is, what, $1 million and Aaron is 77? I mean, that's all that is. I mean, for somewhat similar production, again, I think that's the way they're playing it. By the way, one other smaller note, Josh Dobbs reaches a 2-year agreement with the New England Patriots.
Okay, for probably $8 million, I would guess.
No money yet.
Yeah.
No money reported.
Oh, two years, but no money.
Yes.
Doesn't sound like a good deal.
For free. Yeah. Just getting a trip to Boston out of it.
Dobbs got ripped off in that one. 2 years, right. No money.
2 years and seen. Thank you very much for your time. All right. So, yeah, as this comes in, we'll be all over it. We'll chat about some of the free agency situations a little bit later. Let's keep going with where we are on the Warriors, though. AJ in LA. AJ, thanks for calling. What's up?
Fantastic. Thanks for getting me on, guys. I think it's pretty crazy to comment on where does Kuminga fit on a roster. I mean, yeah, they're playing well. I mean, but let's be honest about these teams they've been playing. I mean, they've been playing some like the bottom of the barrel, you
know? Don't do it, AJ. Don't do it, AJ.
Not only that.
That's a false statement.
When you're looking to compete for the big stuff, you can never have enough wings. And so when I look at this roster, I look at a guy like Buddy Hield who's doing like 0-for-12 from the field and from the court and can't defend a butterfly. Mm. Yeah. That's a space for Jonathan Kuminga. Buddy Hield shooting 36% from three. Jonathan Kuminga shooting 35% from three. What's the big difference? We're talking about a guy who's going to be your best transitional player.
Volume.
He get out and transition.
Volume is the difference. Volume is the difference, AJ. And again, I don't think we should get into a Kuminga versus Buddy Hield conversation because they don't play the same position. That's not an interchangeable spot. Buddy, by the way, right now is barely even playing 15 minutes a night on a lot of nights. That's not the spot Jonathan wants. That's not the comparison. And by the way, teams don't roll off 10, 11 out of 12 but they played bad teams. I watched them win at Madison Square Garden. I watched them come off of a road trip and beat the Detroit Pistons, who are very good and red hot. I've watched this team go into Houston in the last 3 weeks and win a basketball game. Go into Sacramento. Are there any Bostons or Clevelands on there? No. But don't make this about the schedule, AJ. Come on, man. They're playing great ball right now. You know enough about the game to know that.
They're playing excellent basketball. But again, these are games that they're expected to win. If you're a good team, you're expected to beat bad teams. Now, by golly, Detroit is a good win. That's a great. In fact, Detroit was probably the best win in the schedule. I'm not counting the Knicks because they didn't have Cat. But that Detroit win was a great win because those guys were big, strong, physical, and fast. I mean, that was a tough win for them. But again, that's the game where you need a guy like Jonathan Kuminga who can get out and transition and compete with those guys with Detroit who can put pressure on the back, on the rim. But also another body you can put on Cade Cunningham. You know, I watched Jonathan Kuminga give SGA hell. And he gets hurt, and Wiggins come around, and he dropped 52 on his head. You know, so
yeah, but let's be but real. He's gone. He's gone. Moses Moody made the game saving play of the night defending Cade Cunningham.
Moses Moody. Listen, I've been praying for Moses Moody to have a day for the last couple years. But again, just because Jonathan Kuminga is coming back doesn't mean Moody and these guys who should have been playing from the get-go are losing minutes. But I can tell you, Looney is going to be losing minutes. Buddy Hield is going to be losing minutes. Pat Spencer is getting no minutes. Pods, we're going to have to shave some of those minutes off of Pods. I mean, because you need to really compete, you need big wings. You need big wings. Jonathan Kuminga is that guy.
And AJ, there's no – thank you, AJ. There's no issue with Jonathan playing provided that he plays well and it works for the team. That's the only point that I think anybody is trying to make today. Nobody's trying to hold Jonathan down. I do think that I hear a lot of people being dismissive of what the Warriors are currently doing. The key statement for me in everything that AJ just said was, oh, these teams that they're all playing right now, well, if you're a good team, you beat them. Exactly. And for the first time in 2 years, guess what? The Warriors are a good team. How about that? How about that?
Well, they were good at the start of the year when they started 12-3.
Yes, but that is literally the point I'm trying to make. The Warriors are finally a good team. And that is not because Jonathan is out, but it has happened to happen while he's out. And you can't mess with it.
Yeah, you shouldn't mess with it.
You cannot mess with it.
But you do need to get him back into the flow. And tonight is game 65 of 82, and he won't play tonight. So if he happens to play Thursday, he'll have 16 games left to try to ramp up for the playoffs. And I do think that you will need him. And AJ's not wrong about things that he can do. He can do a lot on the wing defensively on the ball that you have somewhat now. And Buddy Hield's a guy, and he's not going to fight Buddy Hield for minutes. And you were mentioning Buddy's minutes, and he's averaging actually 22 and a half minutes a game since Jimmy came. The minutes are down not because of Jimmy, but because he's not shooting great. He's shooting 32% over the last 13 games, and he's getting 10 a night, but he's a volume shooter, and he's not knocking them down. So that's why he is losing his minutes. And you mentioned it before, like, what can you do? And if you have one or two things that you do and you're not doing them well, then you don't get to play.
Yeah, then you're gonna sit.
And that's where TJD now is playing in Santa Cruz, because what he does best, they don't need right now.
Before we go back to the phones, real quick, I promise this, want to let everybody know that Thursday, 5 p.m. hour, we're going to give away what we're calling Best Seat in the House. The Best Seat in the House package is for two people at Splash at Thrive City, newest sports bar right outside of Chase Center, okay? And it's fantastic. Food's great. Vibe, great. It's all the way up. Thursday, March 20th, for the first day of the NCAA tournament, okay? We're going to be there. Can't wait to see you all there. This Best Seat in the House package includes a prime location on the second floor of Splash, which is fancy, okay? It's schmancy up there, overlooking the gigantic video boards, which will be showing the tournament games. Couple of appetizers, four entrees, and a dessert. And I already told you about the food. Get the nachos. Really, really good. And all you need to know is make sure you're listening to our show on Thursday during the 5 p.m. hour. More details on how you can win coming up later in the week. Let's go to Irv in Berkeley. Hi, Irv. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. I think with Kuminga coming back, and I know that everybody loves Looney, but I think that this helps us transition away from Looney being on the court, and you have Guy Santos, Looney, say Jimmy Butler. The best thing that Jimmy Butler, I see that what he could do to help Kuminga is when he penetrates and Kuminga cuts. There's nobody that's going to be meet him at the rim, and I think that's what's going to help the Warriors out with Kuminga coming back.
Hey Irv, are you multitasking right now?
No.
Oh, okay, because your phone's cracking all over the place. You sound like you're wrapping a gift while you're talking hoops with us or something.
Yeah, it might be my location.
Okay.
But
yep.
You know what that would be.
But I think that we're overreacting. I think that I think Kuminga coming back should help us. I just think he would help us.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, no doubt. Irv, yeah.
Thanks. I really do. Here is the number one thing I walked out of the arena with on Saturday night. Dude, they're really good. They're really good right now. That was an underrated victory if you're not really following what's going on. The Warriors talked about this ad nauseum. They're coming off of a 5-game road trip. They had done a 6-hour flight the day before. They were dragging. And the Pistons are the most physical basketball team in the league. They foul more than anybody. And they brought that to Chase Center. Jalen Duren was a problem. Double-double by halftime. He was absolutely throwing bows down in the paint. And the Warriors were starting to feel it. And there were a couple of times where they had to get key buckets just to stay within shouting distance, or they were about to fall down by double digits. They hung in there, and in the fourth quarter, they imposed their experience, big shot making, Draymond obviously, Guy's energy, Moses' defense on a night where Steph Curry's shot was not really falling. That was a monstrous victory. So I walk out of there sky high because I'm like, oh my goodness, man, they're humming and they are ready to go. They are ready to play with anyone. They are ready to play a different style. They are ready to really have an impact on the remainder of this season. And so that's it. That's it. I say all of that without Jonathan's name even in any of the sentences. The point, though, is that when you then get to that idea of Jonathan coming back, all I'm saying is, yes, check him out. Hope it goes great, but be careful because you've really finally found a rotation and a scenario that is consistently working every night.
But I don't think that you have to worry about injecting him and disturbing what you already have because you've got a good core and Jimmy Butler works. We can all say that now. And you've got Gee, who looks like found money, and Quentin Post is playing a great role, and all the rest of your role players are doing great things. So really the only question is, can Jonathan come in and play a new role? Because he's not going to play the same role that he had when he left, which was come out here and be your dominant scorer. I don't think that you need him to do that. Now, he can come out and look to score and be productive and play 25 minutes. And if he gets you 20 a night and he fits in and he is aggressive and scoring, well, now you're talking about a team that maybe has a higher ceiling than what we would have thought. But right now, you're right, Mark, and they've been 11-2 since Jimmy came, and they have just one loss in the games that he's played. You don't have that same need. What you need him to do is different than what you needed him to do before. So can he come in and fill the need that you currently have? I fully believe that yes, he can.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll keep going with your calls on the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next, 888-957-9570 plus. I do have a quirky little number stat on 49er free agent departures that you guys are going to want to hear. And Anthony Slater joins us in just over an hour on Willard and Dibbs.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.